Well, now John Henry was a little boy, no bigger than the palm of your hand. By that time, that boy, he was 9 years old. He was driving Spike like a man, Lord, Lord. Driving Spike like a man. Well, now John Henry was a little boy, sitting on his mammy's knee. Well, he picked up a hammer and a little bit of steel. The hammer gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer gonna be the death of me. Well, now John Henry said to the captain, well, man, you ought to see me swing. I weigh 49 pounds, my hip on down. I'd love to hear that old steel ring, Lord. Love to hear that cold steel ring. Well, now John Henry said to the captain, you know a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'm gonna die with this hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with this hammer in my hand. Well, now John Henry went to that tunnel to drive. Steam drill was by his side. Well, he beat that steam drill 3 chests and down. Lay down that hammer, Lord, he died, Lord, Lord. Lay down that hammer, Lord, he died. John Henry had a little wife, her name was Polly Ann. Well, now John got sick and he couldn't get well. Polly drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly drove steel like a man. Well, now the captain, he said to John Henry, this mountain is caving in. John Henry said, oh, captain, yeah, it's just my hammer. Sucking wind, Lord, Lord. Just my hammer sucking wind. Well, now John Henry drove steel in a tunnel till his hammer it caught on fire. Well, he looked at that water, boy, and he said, a cool drink of water before I die, Lord, Lord. A cool drink of water before I die. Now they took John Henry to the graveyard. They buried him 6 feet in the sand. Every time a locomotive passed by, they say, there lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Now there lies a steel driving man. There lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel driving man. All right. Mr. Andy Pennington. Mr. Johnny Bellar. And Mr. Phil Wiggins.
John Cephas. John Cephas.